I understand on the line with us now is Larry Kudlow, our country's number one economist. Larry, are you there?
I'm there, John. How are you?
Well, the stock market is at an all-time high, and how are you feeling today?
Well, profits are strong. Profits are doing very well. Profits are the mother's milk of stocks. So that's a real good thing. Money is pretty easy. So I think stocks are going to continue to plod along. Also, I got to say, in Washington, you know, Biden went up to the Hill. Excuse me. I have a little bit of a cold. Biden went up to the Hill on Thursday and asked his party to give him an infrastructure package and also a larger reconciliation budget package. And they ignored him. His party turned against him. They left him high and dry. So he goes out to, you know, today, yesterday and today in Rome, and then he goes to this Glasgow, Scotland climate meeting with nothing. They, you know, threw him under the bus.
Now, Larry, Ed Cox here. So he drew a red line in the sand, said, deliver for me. And they said, ah, forget it.
And then he left town.
Yeah, then he left town.
It's an odd story, but where I'm going with this is I think the market, you know, John asked about the stock market. The stock market likes it because a bunch of new taxes surfaced in this so-called framework bill, and they're very harmful taxes, minimum taxes for corporations for their domestic income and minimum taxes payments for their foreign income, and personal tax rates are now ratcheting higher. If you make $5 million, you have to pay more. If you make $20 million, you have to pay more. And you could say, well, they're just millionaires. But those are people that own and operate S-Corps and LLCs and wholly owned proprietorships. That's the backbone of the economy. So these are very nasty income tax increases. They're very nasty corporate. Because, you know, Kyrsten Sinema stopped the hike in the corporate tax rate and stopped the hike in the income tax rate. But now they are going against her. They're going around her. And it'll be very interesting to see how she reacts to this, because they're basically, you know, going to turn her into a liar.
Do you think it's a done deal, Larry, the framework?
No, I don't think anything is done. You know, we had on our Fox Business show, we had Kevin McCarthy, and we had Mitch McConnell yesterday. We had a special on Save America, Kill the Bill. Today, we talked to Elise Stefanik, was in the Republican leadership in the House. And the reality is, no, they don't know, Eddie. They don't have any idea what's going to happen. There is no unified anything. In fact, there's no comprehensive legislative text. Okay? There's some parts of it are there. Nothing's coming out of the Senate Finance Committee yet. So it's all up in the air. Nobody knows. You may not have a deal for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Larry, it's Richard Weinberg. What troubles me as I'm watching this and reading about this is they're making it up as they go along in terms of what programs are in, what programs are out, and the effect of the programs they're establishing. And second, how they're going to fund this. And I find that very, very troubling. It's like the Keystone Cops are running our finances.
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think of it as Laurel and Hardy.
Okay, I'll defer to you, Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah, I mean, the tax policy is being made helter-skelter. They're grabbing for revenues, and they're trying to tax investors, tax the successful people, tax wealthy people. You know, income leveling, income redistribution, in order to raise money to finance this enormous surge in the government welfare state. You know, Newt Gingrich calls this big government socialism, and I think he's quite right, actually. Quite right. And you have massive incentives not to work, and really no employment incentives and no workfare in these new social welfare programs or quasi-entitlement.
Larry.
So, yeah, the term is, as you may know, Ed, the term is regular order.
Yep.
You have regular, you go through the committees, you hold hearings, you have experts from both sides of the aisle, you try to work through the economic consequences of your spending and taxing decisions. None of that has happened. None of it. And that's one of the reasons this is a terrible, catastrophic exercise. And by the way, the biggest winner here politically is Glenn Youngkin, who's going to win in Virginia on Tuesday. Glenn Youngkin.
Well, we just had Cetarelli on in New Jersey, and that might be turning the tide, too.
Yep. I don't know as much, but I agree with you. It's going to be a strong anti-Biden vote.
When Virginia goes from plus 8 for McAuliffe to minus 8, that's 16 points. That might be a move like that might have an effect in New Jersey. New Jersey might not blame Murphy, but blame Biden and just want to make a statement.
When those votes are in the suburbs of Washington, D.C., the blue suburbs, New Jersey is the ultimate suburban state, right? Mm. And so you're going to see movement there, too.
Larry, go ahead.
Parental involvement in education has become a massive issue. And the Democrats are on the wrong side of that issue.
Larry, Tesla almost went over 1,100 today. That is mind-boggling. is it possible with a little bit of inflation and the CEOs raising their prices to stay ahead of the curve that you might have a bigger stock market than we expect before the end of the year?
Well, it's possible because in the short run, inflation is good for stocks. In the short run, there's a limit to that. The statute of limitations runs out at some point. But demand is very strong, prices are rising, and the Fed is pumping in plenty of money. And now the federal government wants to pump in even more money. So, yeah, you could be right, John.
Larry Kudlow.
It feels much better than it did a month ago.
Larry Kudlow, I have a question. I wanted to get your opinion on something. What do you think about the $450,000 in reparations for illegal migrants back in 2018? And also part two, Mayor Lightfoot in Chicago, she wants to launch a universal basic income program, about $500 or what is she saying per month for families in need. What do you think about all this supposed free money that the government wants to dole out?
Yeah, this is really more crazy stuff. Socialism running rampant. What Chicago needs is good law and order. That's what Chicago needs. One of the worst crime places in the country, and it's too bad because it's a fabulous city. But guaranteed income is a message that says we would rather you not work than work. We will give you all the benefits of working, but you don't have to work. So it's pure government dependency, a terrible idea.
So
as far as the $450,000, that to me is inconceivable because you're giving reparations to families that broke the law. And, of course, the Bidens have an open borders policy, which itself is terribly, terribly wrong. And there's tragedy in this because families get broken up. But that's what every administration has done because they don't have the detention and housing areas to properly care for families with kids. So they get broken up, and it's terrible. But look, they're breaking American laws. And what you need here is comprehensive immigration reform, not open borders. And this is a tragedy. And this, 2 million people crossing the border, it's back to catch and release. They won't finish the wall. They're even appealing now. This is a crazy thing. The Supreme Court said it's okay to go back to the Remain in Mexico order put in by the Trump administration. And the Department of Homeland Security under Secretary Mayorkas is appealing it. I mean, I don't know how you appeal a Supreme Court decision, but they want to go back again.
Oh, my God.
These are things that are just fundamentally catastrophic. And this has become a national issue because with regard to the illegals, we don't know who they are. We don't know their health. We don't know their virus story. We don't know if there's sex trafficking and or drug trafficking and or rampant criminality. I hate to say it, but that's what the evidence shows. That's what the facts show. And then all these big Democratic cities have become sanctuary cities. So there's easy in and easy out. There's no bail and there's no real detention. It's a terrible situation. And I think the country is furious at this. Absolutely. I'm for legal immigration. I've always been for legal immigration. Immigration has a grand tradition in this country. You might say it's the backbone of the country and the American ideal.
We all agree.
I'm not for breaking the law, and I'm not for providing there's welfare assistance, medical assistance, housing assistance, and now the proposed reparations for people who came in illegally. And I think it's a terrible idea, and it's going to be very unpopular.
Well, if people can identify as a man or a woman, can I identify as an illegal immigrant and get $450,000?
Absolutely.
Put in your application. Put in your application right now.
Right now.
If I can change my pronoun, I can change it. I'm illegal. So then give me $500,000.
I'll sign the papers right now.
Right, Larry?
Take the money and run, Liddy. Take the money and run.
And then you'll tell Larry me where
Kudlow,
to invest it.
Larry Kudlow, thank you so much for calling in, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Bye, everybody.
Let's take a break, and I understand we have Alphonse D'Amato, Senator D'Amato, waiting for us right after the break.